Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Susan. She says, the holidays are coming and I have a dilemma that hits every year. I've been married to the most amazing man for 10 years now. We have 3 kids and everything is going great. I wouldn't change a thing, but here's my dilemma. My husband Jeremy has a brother named Steve. Steve's a nice guy, but every Thanksgiving and Christmas, he goes to whatever house has the family gathering and proceeds to drink way too much. He's not obnoxious to dangerous, but he's definitely, how shall I put this, under the weather. And we all have a lot of impressionable kids. Uncle Steve is becoming an issue to several of the relatives. We've tried talking to him and cutting him off, but then he just brings his own bottle. Kids learn by example, and he's not setting a good example for our family-related gatherings. Please give me some wisdom from Susan. Susan, I will have my words of wisdom for you, my friend, coming up next. Delilah. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Susan, whose brother-in-law is an alcoholic. And every Thanksgiving and Christmas, he gets drunk. Guess what, Susan? That's what alcoholics do. That's what makes them alcoholics. They cannot drink like a non-alcoholic. They cannot drink responsibly. When they drink too much. Talking to them does not make them stop being an alcoholic. Cutting them off or dumping their booze out will not stop them from drinking. You're right, he is setting a bad example for your children. So what can you do? You can either choose to not be around Steve the alcoholic, or you can talk to your children and explain to them that their uncle is an alcoholic. And when alcoholics drink, they drink in a way that is destructive. And you don't place any blame with it. You don't put any judgment on it. You don't paint him to be a bad person. You simply explain it as if you were explaining that he has diabetes or that he has epilepsy. And if you explain it to your children that it's not their fault, they didn't cause it, they can't control it, they can't cure it, and that they can see it for what it is, then it could be a really good learning opportunity for you to show them and teach them that they need to make wise choices when they're older so that they don't develop the same problem their uncle has. Or you can simply choose not to put yourself and your children in that situation. You have that choice. You can say, you know what? Steve, we love you. We will miss you this holiday season, but we're opting out because your drinking is out of control and nobody can convince you to go get help. It's that simple. You don't have to make an issue out of it. Good luck and God bless. And if you want more information, please, please go online and look up Al-Anon and learn about the disease of alcoholism and how it affects millions of people and how you can find help and support.